This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Presented through the generosity of David Perry and Associates Incorporated. Creative communications and international connections based right here in Palm Springs. They do PR, promotion, social media, and video promotion. So drop David and his team a line. Check them all out at davidperry.com. Okay, in the treasure chest, Elmer's Restaurant. Yum. Gift certificate for a free meal. I suggest the prime rib. Go at 3:45. You can get the rare. Eat at Elmers.com. 327-8419.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmers. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Gift certificate from Laser Ink / Central Printer Resources. 4599 East Ramon Road in Palm Springs. Laser, LASR, Inc. .com. 778-4444. The best thing about them is they can repair anything. I always say an old IBM Selectric, or if you've still got a fax machine, they can fix it. All guaranteed.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
$50 at MJR Custom Framing. I've got to go pick up Trevor's Academy, Air Force Academy diploma. I had it framed. 108 Suite at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage, 324-6696.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
And then a $50 gift certificate for Red Jeep Tours. Toward any of their tours, red-jeeptours.com, 477-4118. And it might sound blasé to you. I can't even spell blasé. But everybody who takes them, Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela, swears they're wonderful.
Hey, Joey Pals. It's Morgan. And, well, the Red Jeeps, you have to come. Oh, this season is going to be so beautiful. Come with us on those Red Jeeps. You'll be so excited.
It works this way. Brian and Teresa still have 5 children.
We're adopting.
Yeah, right. I have 3. So that makes, we'll take the 8th caller. 323 Joey. 3235639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 8, caller, it's Monday, caller number 8, I'll mail everything out to you. Those are wonderful, wonderful prizes. Support our local businesses, but tell me how to pay my gas bill. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Question number 2. No, one was the Biden extending COVID. Yes, you knew. Number 2 was Pfizer bivalent link to deaths. No. CDC says there was a safety concern over the vaccine. We've covered that.
Yeah, I think we've looked at life from both sides now.
You'll like this one.
Yes. I thought you were going to like break out into a little song.
I wish. You're supposed to fix that for
Yes.
me. Corneas are being made from collagen proteins derived from pig's skin.
Pig skin. I know footballs are made out of pig skin.
Yes, that's right.
Ah.
You want to talk about Tom Brady coming to the Raiders?
Is he?
No, I'm just hoping. Okay. They made corneas that have
yeah,
worked.
Yeah, yeah. So this actually was research that was done in Sweden.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know this, but there's about almost 12.7 million people that have worldwide that are blind, or have lost their eyesight specifically due to corneal disease.
Okay,
it's more common than we think, and so these researchers in Sweden took some pig protein collagen, and they were able to actually bioengineer a structure that behaves, so it's structurally similar to corneal tissue.
Is that like a stem cell? No.
Well, this is not stem cell. They actually so it's clear, it's pliable, it's strong enough, and to be able to be surgically inserted in the people that have corneal disease. Right now, if you look worldwide, the only way that you can restore eyesight with people with corneal illness is through human donations.
Cornea transplants.
Yeah, and so only about 1 in 70 people that actually need a cornea actually get a human donor.
Wow.
So this actually is going to solve a problem. Also, the other thing about human corneal donation is they're only good for about 2 weeks. So if you don't get the corneal transplanted in time, it's not viable. So you always have to worry about that.
Say that again.
So human transplants, they have a very...
From a cadaver?
They have a very short viability window. So once you extract you have to insert it quickly.
Okay. But in the person, the recipient, it lasts forever.
It can. And you also have to take immunosuppressive eye drops or other drugs for a couple of years. But it's very effective when you look as a strategy to restore eyesight. So from a restorative perspective, this is going to be...
Better.
I think a game changer because it's also more durable.
Wow.
And the other interesting thing about this is that it's good for like 2 years. I mean, so once they're making this protein, they can generate enough of it. It can be surgically introduced into cornea as cornea thins, like thinning cornea. There was a study done. They took 20. So if you look at the countries where they actually they developed the protein in Sweden, they did the work in India and in Iran. They found 20 people, 14 were blind. So 14 out of the 20 in this pilot group that they did the surgical restoration in were blind. So they took it 2 months later. They did just drops for 2 months, and all 20 had their eyesight restored. 20/20 vision.
Oh, my stars. And no immune suppressant drugs?
No. So they use eye drops for a couple of months that have immune suppressant, but you don't have to take the oral therapy. So this is really, I think...
I have a question.
It's going to be a game changer.
Yes.
Teacher.
Yep.
Okay, how come I needed immune suppressant drugs with a human cornea transplant, and yet my body will tolerate pig?
Yeah. Well, it's so the pig protein is actually so refined and purified that it behaves almost like an inert substance.
Shouldn't they do that with human corneas? Can they purify them?
Well, you want to make sure that the cornea wasn't infected or from an infected source. But this is true of almost anything. Anytime you implant something that's either a donor or, in this case, even from a foreign, like pigs.
Yes.
It's fascinating. Not like putting bacon in your eye. But the idea
Wait a
is,
minute now.
So keratocornea is like one of the top reasons, thinning of the cornea. Transplants are highly useful. This is going to fix a lot of...
This is amazing.
I think a lot of eye surgery going forward. I haven't spoken to an ophthalmologist. I just read through the study because your questioner wanted to know more about it. So I went, well, this is interesting. We know pig proteins and stem cells and pluripotent stem cells are being used to develop all types of different tissue structures that can be implanted somewhere else. This I thought was a pretty fascinating and well-developed so far. So we're going to see this.
Stupid
I would say
question.
Within a couple of years.
How big is a cornea?
Not very big. And imagine this. They use lasers.
That big?
They use... I can't even see that.
Oh.
I need my corneas transplanted. You know, they use lasers as the incision, but they still have, like, you know, they can use us like these certain surgical tools as well. So this is...
Wow.
I mean, this is going to be, I think, an important change in
That's
the way
fabulous.
That we manage.
Now, when it comes to America, will we have to wait years while the CDC approves it or the FDA?
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to be, go through what we always say, committee.
So can we fly to Israel and get it?
I think, no, it's not in Israel. It's Iran right now in India.
I knew it was an I word.
I think we're going to see this. Brought to the U.S., I think you're going to see some pioneering, maybe improvements. But the work is being done.
Huge.
Like I said, in companies right now, it's being industrialized, meaning they're trying to change this from research bench research to an expedited access point for patients to get this. So you're going to see it in Europe probably first, but you'll see it here.
That's fabulous news. Yeah. That's very exciting.
You know what? I love pigs.
Oh,
they're so useful.
They're so smart, aren't they?
They are. I don't eat pigs, but I'm
speaking of pigs. There's a new obesity drug.
Speaking of pigs, nice Wegovy, transition there.
Wegovy.
Wegovy.
Wegovy. What's that? And how Wegovy. Do I get it?
Yeah. Well, you know, remember last week we were talking about how we have a blight of obesity in the U.S. We know this, not just in adults. We were talking about pediatrics.
Yes.
So we
weight surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
Stomach stapling for children.
13 years and above has been at least advocated as an avenue, a possibility. But right now, there's really a push to start to use. We used to say this, you just can't give someone a pill. You can't write a prescription to get a cure. But the reality is, because obesity is such a problem in the U.S. and it's causing such secondary issues with heart attacks, strokes, all the other hypertension. So now we have to do something different. We just can't say, here's your pill, phenermine, or topiramate, you know, stop eating. Obviously, all of these require some behavioral modification and a low caloric intake. But these GLP, glucagon-like receptors, you know, these are game changers. So these are used in diabetes, type 2 diabetics.
You told us that.
So they were used there, but while they're improving people's ability to use glucose, it suppresses appetite. It does a lot of things. And guess what? People lost significant amount of weight without having to do too much.
Is this the one where I can't get unless I have diabetes?
Well, we always tell people if you're trying to get this medication, most medical weight loss treatments are not approved by insurance.
Right.
But I think this is going to change. I think public opinion and the fact that medicine is really looking at, I don't want to say quick cures, because most of these studies require a titration, very low dose, 0.25 milligrams, all the way up to 2.4. This happens over like 17 weeks. But the effect is durable. And people are losing 30, 40% of their body weight. So if you're if BMI is over 30 or it's over 27, but you have hypertension, you know, have a conversation with your doctor. If you're pre-diabetic, this is semaglutide. Wegovy is just the weight loss piece of it. But as a class, the GLP-1 inhibitors have been very effective. We talked about Mounjaro.
Yes.
As being – that's a bivalent, still in the same class.
But they're expensive. They're if about, you have to pay for
it. Yeah, they're about, you know, out of pocket is probably right around $1,000 if you were paying
same
for
as
this.
My gas bill.
Right, so gas or Wegovy, you pick.
You pick. We have time for one more. Ataxia, is that an early sign of stroke? Everybody's conscious of heart attacks and strokes. What's ataxia?
Yeah, you know, ataxia is basically means loss of coordination.
Oh.
And if you look at the part of your brain, the cerebellum, that normally coordinates a lot of both muscle, tone, activity, etc. Ataxia is a loss of things. So a facial droop could be eyes flickering, uncoordinated gait. So it can represent a stroke. And right now, anytime you see someone, we always call it FAST. We can review this for your listeners, but face. So a drooping face quickly,
oh, yes.
Right? Arm, so limpness of an arm, someone that can't, or one-sided, you know, loss of motor skills. And then speech, someone that can't actually talk, and that's a form of ataxia as well. And then
time. I knew
so,
those.
So this is get to the hospital quickly, don't pass go, dial 911. The aspirin, they'll actually give you aspirin when they show. But the bottom line, these can all be signs of stroke. Which there are so many modalities to treat stroke and prevent the long-term consequences. So you don't have to, you know, go to acute rehab and spend weeks learning how to walk again or use your arm or talk or eat. All these things can be hopefully managed, modifiable risk factors, right? Statins and all those good things, exercise, blood pressure control. But ataxia could be a sign of stroke, multiple sclerosis, brain tumors, some drugs too. So anytime you see that, it's a medical emergency.
Are you with us next week?
It depends. If I get my gas bill paid, yeah, yes. I might have to get an extra job.
Oh, thank you. It's always wonderful. I'll save the questions.
Maybe. Do you need your lawn
mowed or anything? No, because I can't turn the water on because of its water bills are too high. Oh, well, bless your heart, Brian. It's always wonderful when you stop by.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours. Right now, those folks are in Africa putting together a tour for Victoria Falls for all of us. But they remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with Steve at ACT, Palm Springs-based operator. He's been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents. I can name them. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai next March. Call 322-1247 or go to act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM, A-I-M, Mail Center. They're at 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive. They're closed on Sundays. Listen to some of the things you can have done there. They have FedEx and UPS service. They have private mailbox rental. They have key cutting and bulk shredding. Check it out at AIM, A-I-M, mailcenters.com, 416-3399. Dana Haynes is coming down from the mothership. Our astrologer, she says, Capricorns know that this year calls for economic growth for next year. Communication is important this year when it comes to making money. From January 21st to February 18th, it's the Aquarius sun sign. They may find they have to pay more attention to finances, probably their gas bill. It may seem the dollars go out as fast as they come in. Aquarians think good ideas should take off quickly, wanting every aspect of business to react immediately. Uh-oh. Go to astrologyworldnews.com for your own astrological forecast. Desert Water Agency. Current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. There's more. Go to dwa.org. Lalo Visions, lalovisions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office, I call it a sanctuary, overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Call him at 401-1810. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. P.S. Aerial Tramway says Mount San Jacinto and the Palm Springs Aerial Tram have lots of fresh snow. Guests can expect over 15 inches for sledding, building a snowman, and fun through the month. The only ice I want to see is in my drink, but tickets are available for purchase upon arrival on a first-come, first-served basis. To check the latest weather forecast, go to pstramway.com/tramcam. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. Ooh, salivate. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, weekly from 5 to 7:30, and that's every Sunday in the VIP lounge. Monday, No Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi is weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. It's every Monday. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective. That's weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. That's every Tuesday. But the CV Philharmonic Society Chamber Series is biweekly at 7 p.m. in Theater 3 on selected Tuesdays. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, Kelly's Corner, Foley and Stinnett with Dan with two N's. And we're going to talk to Tommy Rose from Toucans. Until then, you be well and all the best.